Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. How can you be a role model for other people? You know, you obviously care about influencing those around you in a positive way, that you want to leave an important mark in the world. You want to make your own dent. You want to leave a legacy. You want to contribute something significant. You want your family and your friends and society to look up to you and celebrate you, but also learn something from you. So how do you be a role model? Everyone always says you should be a role model. How do you do it? I got a couple ideas. First and foremost, be there for people. You know, a lot of the world is sort of half-hearted in what they're doing. You know, you've got the half-interested parent, you got the half-hearted lover, you got the half-engaged teacher or professor, and people are lacking full presence and awareness with the people they are around. And because they're in a distracted mode or they're dissipated in their energy, that they're not really there. You know what I mean? It's like you some people have a father, but the father is really not there emotionally, spiritually, as an example. They're not available to other people. You got to be there if you're going to be a role model. You know, it's so easy just to go through the motions, but not actually engage with people, not actually create that emotional connection, to be distracted. And today it's almost, you know, it's almost a joke. You go out to dinner with people and they got their phones out and they're texting the entire time. They're not creating any authentic communication because they're on their phone. They're distracted. And if they're not on the phone, they're looking at the phone. You know, they're suspecting that phone's going to buzz. And they're like, ah, you know. And so they're not actually in the moment with others. A great role model. Think about somebody who had great influence in your life. You know, maybe you had a grandparent or a caregiver or the guy or gal down the block who inspired you, or that teacher. I bet they were really good at getting present and just being with you, you know? That they, even if they were really busy people, when they connected with you, they were right there. They were there. And it's that old thing Jesse Jackson said, is people don't want our presence, they want our presence. They don't want our gifts, our stuff, they want us. So if you want to be a role model, you got to learn to get to be there. You got to develop your own level of mindfulness and awareness to the moment in such a way that you can actually be engaged with people again, right? Get there. And also be there consistently, right? Be there consistently. That the person who has the greatest influence in your life, they're there. They're consistent. You know, I have a lot of people in my industry, and we call this the expert industry or the thought leadership industry. You know, the bloggers, the YouTubers, the content creators. There's a lot of people come in and say, "But you know, I want to make a difference like you did. I want your views. I want your followership. I want your fans." And I say, "Great, go create content." And they'll create one video and then they'll bail. And then they're upset that they're not being perceived better, or they're not making their difference. And it's because they're lacking consistency. You know, I didn't rack up, you know, 50 million plus views and over 3 million fans on Facebook while the time we're shooting this, because I did it once in a while. I did it every week. You know, if you want to make a mark in the world, you got to be consistent. You got to stay on top of things. You got to be there for people. You got to be there for your family, your friends, those that you care for, those that you lead, those that you serve. And if you're online and you're trying to make a difference, you got to be there consistently, not once in a while when the muse strikes, as a job, consistently, as a mission. Be there. That's the first part of being a role model. The second part is to project positive energy to the world. There's a lot of haters. There's a lot of dissent. There's a lot of upset people. Your job, if you really, truly want to be a role model, is to learn to tease out the positive things that are happening. It doesn't mean there's not negative, and it's not being, you know, someone who can't see the difficulties of life. But it's being that person who, even in the difficulties, you can tease out the lesson
or the positive thing that is there and amplify that and show that to the world. You know, a lot of people speak ill of their careers or their industries or their companies, and they just bemoan things and they talk negatively all the time. Well, the people who are speaking negatively all the time, you know what they are? They're bitter. They're not the role models. They're less interesting as humans than those who are noticing what's going on and turning it into a positive direction, even if it is bad. Look, it's not to say that they never acknowledge or discuss or be aware of the negativity. It's okay to call a wrong, but what they're gonna do from the wrong is say, this is wrong, but I could see there's positive intent here, or I could see this one thing good that did happen. Let's talk about those. And now let's talk about what that new positive direction is gonna be. And also think of yourself as exuding positive energy to other people. You know, when I walk by people on the street, I often say in my mind as I pass them, I say, I wish you joy, abundance, love, and health. And I just say it in my mind, and maybe they don't know what I really say, you know, maybe, but they can feel it. Like there's a positive intention coming from me towards them. And I want you to do that. You know, if you really want to be a role model, the people need to see that you have positive intentions for them and that you're sharing positive information, positive content, positive vibes with the world.
Hey, it's Brendan jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now.
Third idea that just comes to my mind, thinking about role model, that I think is so vitally important, is that you help other people discover their truths. That means you ask questions of others. You engage them and you really do ask them questions that get them thinking. You're sort of Socratic in your approach to asking questions. You're trying to elicit them discovering something deeper about their own lives. You're asking them, what is it you really want? You're asking them, what's truly important to you? You're asking them, what is it you want to focus on and be and achieve and do and feel? You're truly focused on the other person. You're not going around, I am the role model. You're not focused on you. You're focused on them, right? Matter of fact, if you think about these first three ideas I've even come up with in my mind and shared with you, is one, be there for them consistently. Number two, positively engage and share positive energy for them. Number three, ask them questions to help them discover themselves more. Because think about the person who had so much influence with you. Didn't they kind of teach you, you know, how to think? And they taught you how to think by asking you questions, good questions. And so they ask you questions about life, about your career, about what you wanted, about your standards, about your values, about things that you just found important. And by you thinking about those and answering them, it was just being in their space that you learned about yourself. That's your job now if you want to be a role model. Help people learn more about themselves. Help people help themselves. Help people discover something they didn't know just through discussion with them. Just through discussion. And then the fourth idea that comes to my mind automatically when we talk about role models is just get it done. If you're in a career and you want to be a role model, succeed. That's how you're gonna make that difference. People are going to see you getting your dreams done. They're gonna see you knock your goals off. They're gonna see you rise from adversity. They're gonna see you rise when you struggle. They're gonna see you be so resilient and so dedicated, so committed that you can't help but achieve. And as you achieve more, as you succeed more, more people look up and go, wow, that person must have some traits or knowledge or skills or information that help them get going. Let me follow them. Let me ask them questions. Let me learn from them. And then they'll engage with you in a different way. When you succeed, people see you as a role model. So keep fighting for your dreams. The world needs to see more humans out there chasing after their dreams, being our authentic selves. And you can be part of that story. So go do that. I hope these ideas helped you, because the world needs to see you be the best of you.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day, because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review, because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled
K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.